Oh, good morning. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. I'm Brock. He's Hunter.
What's up?
Good morning.
Peace. All right, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light, Decatur, Benton Harbor, right here, Southwest Michigan. What invention is so good that it actually can't be improved on? It's perfect. There's no reason to mess with it. Just leave it be. We're done. There are some inventions, I think, out there that are that way. I went with something pretty basic in my mind. I just, the shoelace. Is there anything you could think of with the shoelace that could improve it at this point? I don't think so.
I think they have tried, and I don't think it really took off. But weren't they they're like little bungees or something that you could replace your laces with, where it's like you didn't have to tie it. We're just on the top loop. You could just bungee it.
You just kind of pull it and it tightens, but it's still the lace in a sense, though. So mm-hmm. I get what you're saying there. But yeah, at this point, the way it's done, how we lace it up, I really think when's the last time it changed? And I just, there's no need. I mean, right now, when you think about it, the way the shoelace is and how we attach our shoes to our feet are pretty much, I mean, until they come up with, the Back to the Future shoe, which maybe that is where it sucks down on your feet. But then, though, that seems kind of goofy, because if they're not charged up or they get wet, they're not going to work, right? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Very true.
I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the Back to the Future thing, but
yeah,
I don't think it's there.
No. No.
It's not. It's not as good as being able to just kind of...
Yeah.
With shoelaces, it's the kind of the way you want it. You can do them light, loose or tight.
You can adjust it. Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and they tried the pumps for a while, but all right, that's mine. That's the invention. It's so good, can't improve on it. It's done.
Think you could improve your rollerblades you just got?
No, that's the perfect thing. It's the perfect thing.
Wait a second. We'll just put the wheels directly on the shoes.
Hold on a second, Steve. Are you serious? I'm dead serious.
You float your whole ass on these things, Don. You should try them out.
They're fantastic. Do you have one, or do you want to take a break quick? We can do a break and then
I got one, but I'm going to save it. Let's take a break real quick.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What invention is so good that it actually can't be improved on? We'll have yours and Hunter's when we come back. Stick around.
Everything that rocks.
All right. Good morning. 745, Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, kid? Yep. How you doing?
All right, let's do it. Your Special Light topic of the day today. What invention is so good it actually can't be improved on? You know what? We've done it right the first time. Don't worry about it. Let's take a phone call real quick here. What invention is so good that you actually can't improve on it? WIRX, hello.
Hey, I got a thought on an invention.
Yeah.
All right. The person makes this item great, but the original item, I don't know if you can improve. The stripper pole.
You know what?
I don't know. I don't think you can improve it.
No. No, it really serves its purpose perfectly, and there's nothing you can add or do to it that would make it any... It's the perfect diameter. It's the perfect length. I'm right there with you, buddy. That's a fantastic answer. All right.
All righty, man.
All right. Have fun with those strippers. We'll see you.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you later.
What great answer. Stripper pole. It's perfect.
A great answer.
Perfect invention.
Maybe if they made one that had like an automatic rotation, you just...
Here's the problem, though.
Spin up like a brushless motor on that thing.
That would malfunction, and then a stripper would get her legs locked and then just start spinning around.
Yeah. Do you see a stripper just flying across the room?
Yeah. I don't need a stripper flying across the room getting her stiletto stuck in my forehead, all right?
My God.
Wing.
Yeah, it's the like stripper just flew over your head.
The DJ's got control of how fast or slow it spins. It's like a mechanical bull. Yeah. I'm going to throw up.
I got one, dude. Yeah. And I'm not sure if this is an invention. I guess it's an invention maybe from God.
Yeah.
But there's one thing that I don't think can get any better. My God, the weed you guys smoke these days. What is going on?
That's
trying to get a little... trying to get a little stoned. No, I don't want to like ruin the next. I don't think it can get any better, Brock.
No, they've compared to the ditch weed, you know, we had back in the day. Yeah, nowadays you do like, all right, hey, you want to hit this vape pen? And it's like it's going to ruin your life for a good couple hours.
If it's not very longer. True.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like, nah, I'm good. Yeah. I'm not sure. That thing looks dangerous.
Yeah.
It looks very green.
Just take a little hit, bro. Little hit. Well, why? Remember the good old days when you could smoke a pound of weed and be like, I feel good.
Barely feel it.
Feel good. Yeah.
Now you're to the moon.
Yeah.
If you just walk by it.
Violently high. Let's see. We got some great answers on Facebook. One invention is so good that it actually can't be improved upon. Mark said the cast iron skillet. Good answer. Good answer.
Now nonstick.
Yeah. I always have trouble with cast irons. I know. Patty said indoor plumbing. That's true. I honestly, I don't think the S-curve? That hasn't changed since, the 1800s?
Indoor plumbing.
God.
Could it get better? I think there's room for improvement, and there's always room for improvement.
You think so? I don't know.
I mean, your toilet still gets clogged once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, but not as much as it could, though. Think about it. And the fact that every once in a while, which the plunger, there's another invention that honestly is so perfect. Man. And thank God for the plunger, man. Good golly. Let's see. Patrick said sliced bread. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Could you do anything to slice bread to make it better?
No.
No,
that's about it. Yeah, you can only slice it. You can't do much more.
Let's see. Robert said smooth peanut butter. It is perfect.
No, you can't improve it.
If you say it crunchy, I swear to God.
By putting peanuts in it.
God, I hope you choke on a spoonful of crunchy peanut butter. I hope one gets lodged right in your windpipe. I just, ugh. Yeah, I want.
No, extra crunchy. There you go.
Just think about what you're saying here, okay? And I don't want to spend this show doing this like we always do. Mm-hmm. But it's a smooth, it's something to be spread, all right? You spread. You spread it, and you're going to throw something crunchy into something that's supposed to be smoothly spread on a piece of soft material? You're a psycho. That's ridiculous.
Extra, extra, extra.
Okay,
crunchy.
Think about this then. Put hard chunks of butter into soft butter. That's what you're saying. That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard.
Usually, I just unshell a bunch of peanuts and then put them on the bread.
I know you're doing this just to piss me off right now.
And then I put jelly on top of that.
Oh. God, you are a real a-hole. That the fact that you'd bring this up on a Monday morning. I knew I shouldn't even have read his. As soon as I read Robert's answer, I knew this was what was going to happen. 925 WIRX.
Hey, you know what? Hell with that. I leave them in the shell and just put them right on the bread there, bro.
You know what? When you die, I'm going to go to your funeral, and I'm going to take a spoonful of smooth, creamy peanut butter. I'm just going to wipe it all over your dead face. Like, this is what you deserve, you son of a bitch. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What invention is so perfect that you can't improve on it? We'll have yours when we come back. Stick around. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning. Brock Hunter.
What's up? Yo. How you doing?
Hey, dog. Hey. It is your Specialite topic of the day today. What invention is so good that you literally can't improve upon it? All right. We got some great answers on Facebook. Robert said the Frisbee. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was actually trying to think about that because my buddy is playing a lot lately. And we were playing one day. I'm like, I wonder if you could improve this thing.
Yeah.
Flying saucer. Yeah, you know, how do those work? How does that work?
That's perfect. This works. It just works. Mark said the bong.
I mean, good luck, man. There's been a lot of stoners the past, I don't know, thousands of years.
Yeah.
That have put a lot of thought into this, man. So unless you got one of them big brains, man.
What else do you need to do to improve on it? You know, you got all the stuff you need. It works out. I don't know. Get more weed in your mouth? Smoke in your mouth? Yeah.
And, like, do we have to do a science experiment to get stoned? Come on.
Always. Always.
Pipe works.
Let's take a phone call. What invention is so good that you can't improve upon it? Let's take one now. WIRX, hello.
All right, for the invention, thanks. I got two of them.
Yeah.
first one is the my woman's box, the vagina. I mean, that itself cannot be improved on. Just that spot. I mean, there's other spots like the mouth that could be closed a little more often, but hey, the second one, a back scratch.
Oh, back scratch.
Man, I got to have something to scratch about that.
And you don't appreciate it until you don't have it. When you have to use something else like a fork or something. But no, the back scratcher itself, I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you. All right. Very good answers. You got an A+ for today. Good job.
Well, hey, I did something right today. All right.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
Later.
Good answers.
Real quick, I got a great back scratcher story. The other day, this happened 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
Back was itching bad. Ah, right in the middle. Couldn't reach it. I was in a gift shop store. Right in front of me, a back scratcher. Like, yes, dude.
Perfect.
How does that time up?
Wait, did you buy it, though, or did you just use
it?
No,
hell no, I didn't buy it. Just
Whoa. Okay. All right. So you're back in.
What, at one scratch, I got to buy it now?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah, you do, you sick son of a bitch.
What?
God, what is wrong with you today? Between the crunchy peanut butter and now just using a back scratcher.
Dude, I got to.
Putting it back up on the shelf.
What? I got to clean back.
What?
Clean.
It doesn't matter. You used it. You buy it.
I guess I kind of see where you're coming from, but come on. You would have bought it.
Yeah, I would have bought it, Hunter.
No, there's no way you're just saying that because it didn't happen to you.
I would have bought it. If I would have used a back scratcher on my dirty back. What the?
Have you ever eaten a grape? Have you ever gone to the grocery store, eaten a grape, and not paid for the whole... Yes, you have.
Because I'm not a filthy thief.
No.
It doesn't say try this gently used back scratcher. It says try this new back scratcher.
Why are all the bags open then?
God. What's it? You know what? If I ever open a store, you're not allowed in it. Not one bit.
You know what? No. I don't care. I'm coming in, and I'm using everything in there, not paying for a damn thing.
He's been in here for 3 hours, and then he leaves with that. What? I swear to God.
You know what?
You're the worst kind of person.
I left with a non-itchy back and a full wallet.
You know what? You use a wall like the rest of us. You don't use the back scratcher on the... Jeez.
So I got to look like a damn bear. I got to do the, you know.
Exactly.
Scratch it on the door. And no, I look like a damn fool. I don't want to look like a fool.
I don't even know what to do with you anymore. This is beyond repair. All right.
You know what? I scratched it twice.
Oh, God.
How about that?
God. Just give your ass a scratch. It's fine. It's fine. We got a couple more good answers on Facebook. Aaron said duct tape. You can't improve on that. Amen.
True.
Matt said the wheel. What are you going to do, make it rounder? That's right.
Nice.
We'll end with Roberts. What invention is so good that you can't improve upon it? He said the fleshlight. All right, there you go.
Hey.
I mean, it is pretty much. The only thing you could do is put some googly eyes on it and just make it more lifelike, I guess.
Googly? You could focus through that, dude. The eyes just bouncing around.
You get one eye bigger than the other eye. That's what I do, too.
It's great.
All right. This is just, we ruined it terribly. Between your back scratching story and googly eyes on a fleshlight, we'll be back with more. It's Brock and Hunter. Stick around.